Okay, now talking about liberty, what is liberty? This is an interesting topic too that could take a whole session to discuss. But how would an ordinary teenager, not an extraordinary one like you, how would an ordinary teenager be inclined to define liberty? Well, here's my shot at it. I think they'd probably say there should be the total absence of any type of regulatory law. And the individual should have total unrestrained individual choice. And he should be free from all natural negative consequences that might result from those choices, you know, through basically taxpayer rescues. Does that sound like what many teenagers today might say liberty is? Well, it's much different than that. Let's see what George Washington said. When he was over the Constitutional Convention, he was the chairman, and when they finally got the Constitution ironed out and in a presentable form to the states, he sent a letter of transmittal to the states. And he said in that letter, among other things, individuals entering into society must give up a share of liberty to preserve the rest. They must give up some liberties to preserve the rest. There's a trade-off there. If you're going to have civil society, you do have to have some regulatory law. He says the difficult thing is figuring out which ones to give up, which ones to retain. People will not always agree on that. And I think the context of that, too, he was talking mainly about, he said the major goal of the Constitutional Convention was to form up America into one unified country where we could call ourselves Americans without laughing in the next breath, basically. And that was our number one goal. Every other goal had to bow in subservience to that, including the goal of getting rid of slavery.